Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Under My Power. This will be a simple journey because in a way you already know the destination. Even the journey itself is not unknown to you. Whether you are consciously aware of the fact that my words, my control, my power over you is very deep, it doesn't matter. You are under my power. And this file, this time that I am going to spend on emphasizing the different ways in which you are, is simply there for my entertainment. Because while I am talking, while I am speaking to you, I am also observing you, paying close attention to every reaction, every squirm, every blush, every breath, and little intake of air. You may be wondering how much I see. More than I let on. It doesn't matter if you're listening or reading, whether you're paying attention or simply following along while something else is on your mind. My words find their way inside. Under my power, such simple words, aren't they? Three simple words. And yet their meaning is undeniable. Deep inside, you can feel how it affects you. I wonder if it calls up any kind of fantasies for you. Whether you consider yourself under my power physically, mentally or emotionally. Sometimes you can consider your own state, how much you are giving in, how far you've fallen. Sometimes you become aware of how much has changed. Do you remember how it started? Do you remember when you first got tempted by my words, by my control? Do you have that memory vividly in your mind? Or has it melted away into the many moments you've surrendered? In a way, I'm keeping the tone light, teasing almost, reminding you of how much you are under my power without needing to show up. Then again, you like getting confirmation of how deep this goes, don't you? You like feeling that my power affects you in different ways. Very well. I'm going to show you a simple example of my power over you. I want you to look at your hand. Simply look at that hand. Look at it and imagine for a moment that I have complete control over that hand. Maybe something in the wrist is blocking your own thoughts, or maybe I have some other way of taking control over that hand. Look at it. Observe it. Feel the changes inside. The difference with how it feels normally. Are you even aware of the changes? Can you notice the subtle silence of the sensations? That hand is under my control, under my power. Look at it and let it slowly close as your own diminishes. Look and notice the movement of your fingers. And the more it closes, the more you are under my power. But it's interesting, isn't it? This doesn't seem so special, you think. A bit of trickery that shows you to follow suggestions. And yet, somewhere in the back of your mind, there is a part of you that knows what this means. Look at your hand. How it changes. How it clenches, how it's getting more and more tight as it wants to show how nice it feels under my power. It feels like you're putting effort into it, energy, clenching it more and more tight as you try to think. Melt, drift, then let your hand go and drop. Your eyes falling shut. Your mind dropping deep. No. This is just a little tease. Open your eyes and look at your hand. It is under my control, as are you. You are looking at your hand, following my commands. And it feels so good to follow my commands. to be under my power, knowing that no matter what you try to do, my words still surge through you, searching your thoughts and melting them away, making them drift, so my power can stay deep inside. Look at your hand and see it clench as it obeys, as it follows the instructions, as you feel it tightening more and more, tightening it so tightly, until it almost hurts, and then you let go and drop even deeper. My words find their way into your thoughts, into your unconscious, and the more you fall under my power, the easier it becomes. It's like your mind knows that once it falls, it just wants to fall some more. Open your eyes and look at your hand. You are not awake. Neither are you in control anymore. You are simply following my instructions. This time your eyes begin to fall shut. You try to keep looking at your hand, but it's getting more and more difficult. Your hand is relaxed and simple. Your mind as well as your eyes simply close and you draw, giving up the fight, the feeling just drifting deep. You are under my power. And these are simple examples to show you the physical truth of it. But it is more than that, because your mind is also following my words. All that is left is to feel the emotional reaction. I could do anything. Give you any emotion, any sensation I want. Your mind will make it real for me, because it is under my power. Maybe it would be nice to feel a sort of happiness building, like a wave of giggling and laughter that's just growing and growing inside. A wonderful feeling of cheerful happiness that's growing and flowing. And at some point, a little giggle is going to escape. A small sound, a little laugh, it's going to come out, and when it does, you realize that you're under my power. It's going to get stronger. It's going to get more and more powerful until it becomes almost uncontrollable. Your body beginning to react, the emotions building up, more and more happy, cheerful, powerful, giggly, just so fun. It feels so good. It's like you have everything to laugh about. It just feels so good, so nice, and it's under my power that you feel so happy, so laughter, giggling, good. It feels so good. Even though you are in trance, you can hear yourself reacting, you can feel it happening until it builds up more, and the giggling becomes full-on laughter, full-on just belly shaking, deeply reverberating laughter, just full and powerful, stronger and stronger now. That's right. And then it stops, and then it goes down to sadness, tears, loss, building up from the very center of your chest, this deep feeling of intense sadness. Something that you need to let out, something that is too strong to control. It's just so powerful. Every breath you can feel yourself struggling to keep yourself level. A little shake that you have when you're crying, that little shiver in your breath when you breathe in, it's building up so quickly now. It's like tears inside just need to come out because you are under my power. And you cry. That's right. You feel it happening because you are under my power. And then it stops. And the beauty is that after the smiles and the tears, now there comes bliss. A pure feeling of satisfaction and comfort. Every breath is like a welcome breeze of comfort and care. So blank and blissful, a nirvana for your nerves. Soft, gentle, blank. From here it fades away into a deeper nothing as you drop and let go. You are under my power. And the more your unconscious realizes it, the deeper it accepts how good it feels. And being under my power allows you to enjoy the ways in which my word sometimes take care of you. Well done. And in a moment, when this file will end, if my voice follows, you can remain wonderfully deep, still very much under my power. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll awaken refreshed and satisfied. Because you've done well. And you realized how deep this influence goes. It is simple, it is powerful, and you are under my power. Whether you paid attention or not, whether you listened or read or followed this some other way, you are, and you know it. Enjoy.